And welcome back here to the halftime break. Joining me, head coach Bob Babe. And coach, your team gets it done. You score seven, a chance, if two posts don't get hit, of scoring even more. Walk us through this one. It seemed like the perfect game if you could play it out.
Yeah, we played very well considering the wind that we're challenged with. That was our pregame talk. Let's keep the ball on the ground. Let's do short touches or short passes. Be sure of where we're going with it and just work the ball up the field, go in and out of their defense, and it worked very well.
It was kind of interesting. When you're going with the wind, you score three goals in the first 7 minutes and change, and then, you know, both teams kind of feel each other out. It almost felt like your team played better going into the wind. I mean, comparatively by one goal, I guess.
Right.
What did you see going into the wind that you didn't see when you had the wind at your back?
It's the turf effect. We cannot kick the ball on turf. And when the wind's pushing the ball, we just lose control of it. That's why I keep talking about those short passes, soft touches. When we're going against the wind, it takes that equivalent out of it. We can kick the ball hard, and the turf doesn't get us then.
You have two really good performances on the offensive side. Kenna Meyer gets a hat trick. Chloe Barrett gets a hat trick. Plus, I had her for an assist on a Meyer goal in there as well. Talk about, we'll start with Chloe Barrett, the heads-up play that happened so fast I missed it up here. She gets that one plus two more. What do you see in Barrett's game tonight? Unofficially an assist in there as well.
She was doing very well. We knew with Chloe Jones on the right side of our offense, pretty good defender. We knew the ball would be opposite of her quite a bit, and Chloe took advantage of us getting the ball away from Chloe Jones.
And then Meyer doing what Meyer does, another hat trick for her. It's interesting in this game you guys got up. You actually got to see your team without Meyer and Barrett was out there, it seemed like most of it, but without Meyer and Mailer at different times. Meyer still gets three with the extended first half, notably, as well for your team. Talk about what you've seen with her. As in Meyer.
She's playing really well right now. She's in control. I mean, it's just we try to get the ball to her and let her do her thing. So,
and then, you know, as a defensive-minded coach, maybe your favorite part of this game, you give up nothing on the defensive side. Melody Wrench comes into this game. Danae Thayer does the majority of it outside of the last 15, but you still give Wrench the chance. She had to make some saves, give Carol credit. They were pushing at her there at the end, but really good defense in front of the two keepers and the two keepers themselves.
Yeah, and at the end there, the freshman group, they're asking if they could get some 5 minutes of playing time. I was like, better yet, I'll give you 10. And I put a big group out there, and I gave them a little challenge. Say, hey, you don't give up a goal, you stay on the field. If we start giving up goals, you're coming off. And they responded, and they did a good job.
I have to ask, you know, it's not very often, and maybe this will be like the second time this season. How often in your coaching career you get to go seven in and seven out like you did for that? I mean, you're talking the keepers coming out. Looks like a lot of the D-line on the backside was coming out. Seven in, seven out. I mean, that's got to be a rarity for you.
Yeah, I've never done that before, and exactly what you said, that was keeper. Four defenders and two defensive mids, so I changed the whole defense out right there.
And then as you enjoy this victory, a very, I want to say, historic night just because of how it played out. Normally, these two teams, you and Carol, combine for about three, maybe four goals if you're lucky. How about seven? I mean, that's got to be an extra feel-good on the front end of what should be back-to-back rivalry games between Carol tonight and Kemper tomorrow.
Yeah, it feels really good. And like I said, it came down to us just controlling the ball, making those short passes and finding the gaps in the lines and getting the through balls and then centering it for the shot.
Back here in the halftime break. So, Coach, we're talking about the preparation for Kemper tomorrow after a game like today. You've prepped for him once. Hopefully you don't have to prep for him more than once as you get ready for the game tomorrow. What do you see in Kemper, and what does the team need to do to pick up the win? Two emotional games back-to-back.
Yeah, Kemper's fundamentally sound. They're going to be playing the small ball like what we tried to do tonight. They're going to be passing it around us in and out. They're going to have good ball control, and they're going to be pressuring us when we do have it. They're not going to sit back and try to slow us down. They're just going to come at us.
All right, Coach. Well, an exciting one tonight. Second highest goal-scoring output of the season for the team. Congrats on the win, and good luck with Kemper tomorrow.
All right, thank you.